because of the tzibur in regards to kriyas haTorah. So, in regards to the law of standing, so let's go through this step by step. So, when the Oren Kodesh is open, and the sefer is still sitting inside the Oren Kodesh, Mikir Adin, the Mishavur comes out. It's Shach, Ataz, Yeradeya. Since the Oren is large enough, it's considered a separate Rishus. So, the sefer is Munapim Kaimai. It's Munapim Kaimai in that Rishus. There's no chiyuv to stand. There's no chiyuv to stand, but there's a heater which is Klai Yisrael taken upon himself to stand on all those circumstances. That is a heater. While the Sefer Torah is moving, it's not Munafim Kaimai, so then there's a chiyuv to stand. So the Sefer Torah is in motion, there's a chiyuv to stand. When the Sefer Torah is Bim Kaimai, so when once the Sefer Torah gets to the Bima, there's not a chiyuv to stand anymore. Even if the Bima would not be considered a separate Rishus. While the Chazan is holding the Sefer Torah to say a Kelmole, Mikir Adin, since that's the Mokum where it's supposed to be, there's not a Chiyuv to stand. Again, there's a heater in that situation for us to stand, but it's not a Chiyuv. So a person is not feeling well, so that's a time where a person will be able to be seated. Because it's not a Chiyuv, Mikir Adin. It's a heater which Klai Yisrael has undertaken to do, but it's not a Chiyuv. While the Sefer Torah is in motion, then the Chiyuv person has a Chiyuv to stand. The definition of standing means that a person has to be standing erect. If a person is leaning to the point that his support is what's holding him up, i.e. if the support is taken away, he would fall. That's not called standing. So the case where you're Mekayim hitter, so smicha is permitted. The case where Tachiyah Mikra did the stand, so then smicha, then leaning would not be acceptable. Person should be standing because there's a key of the stand. Being supported is not considered standing in halacha. B'shas, the person gets an aliyah and he says the bracha, it says baruch hu, and the tzibur responds baruch. There's a chiyuv to stand since it's davar shebekedusha according to the Magen Avraham, Taz, Mishabura. The chiyuv to stand, it's davar shebekedusha. There's a chiyuv to stand during that point in time when the person saying baruch hu and you're responding baruch. The person has a chiyuv to stand during the actual bracha. There's not a chiyuv to stand. Now the Arizal holds that a person is allowed to be seated during the baruch hu, and that's the minhag of the Svardim to follow that minhag. But according to the way the Mishmura passes, the person has a chiyuv to stand when the person is getting aliyah saying baruch hu, and you're responding baruch Hashem and baruch l'olam v'ed. There's a chiyuv to stand. It's not a hitter. It's not a nice thing. It's a Mishmura passes. It's a chiyuv. You see Svardim do that to bring semech on Arizal, which is a different minhag. If that's not your Eda, it's not just a nice thing to do. Person has to stand up during the bracha before, during the bracha afterwards. There's not a chiyuv to stand. Regards to kriyas haTorah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins ain tzrichim, that you do not need to stand during kriyas haTorah. The Rama brings that there's yesh machmirim that they stand during kriyas haTorah. This is it says v'chein al simaram. The Rama Rutenberg did like that. The Mishabura says that the yikrib sak is that a person is allowed to be seated, but the Maram says that one should stand, because there are other halachas in regards to kriyas haTorah. A person should perceive the moment of kriyas haTorah as if he's been makabel the Torah at that point, Mihar Sinai, and by Har Sinai Klai Yisrael stood. Therefore, if a person is weak, a person can be allowed to be seated at that point in time, because it's not Mikra Din, but it's Inyan Rabbi Makabal, that is correct. During Kriyas haTorah, a person is supposed to be listening and focusing and feeling is that he's receiving the Torah from Har Sinai. So that, the Maram says, that the person to do that needs to be standing. I want to point out that Rabbi Einar Zatzal pointed out years and years ago, the minhag of the yeshiva is to stand for kriyas haTorah. Rabbi Einar would go over to Bochum, who was seated during kriyas haTorah, he would tell him to stand for the minhag of the yeshiva. Since Rabbi Einar has been nifter, it's become much weakened in regard to this issue. I don't think the minhag changes because people ignore the minhag. Right, so the minhag of yeshiva is to stand for kriyas haTorah, and that should be clear. If somebody has a masar at home that is differently, that's fine. But while they're in the yeshiva, they should be standing. That is the minhag of the yeshiva. So you're in your shul, you can do whatever you want. That is the minhag of the yeshiva. Rabbi Einar was makbid to the point he would walk over to Bakram who were doing otherwise, and he would tell them to stand up, because that is the minhag of yeshiva. This is the minhag of many yeshivas. You'll go to yeshivas and you'll go out to all the yeshivas, and you'll see that's the minhag in yeshivas. And like the Rama says, the Rama brings this minhag. says this is the minhag of the Maram, that they stood, the Svardim followed the Shulchan Aruch and they are seated. The Chassidim followed the Shulchan Aruch and they see, are seated. The minhag of the Litvish Yeshivas was to follow the minhag of the Ramah. The Gra says not like that. Yes, in Eretz Yisrael, many people follow the Gra. The Gra says that a person does not need to be. I want to point out, according to the Gra, a person is not allowed to read along with the Sefer Torah while you're reading. You understand that there's a din that you may not read along. That was the more says there's a din of Amida, it means Shtika. And you're not allowed to read. So if you're Mimar Sedra along with the Chazan, you don't tell me you're relying on the Gra. According to the Gra, one is allowed to be seated, that's fine. You cannot read along with the Balkare. Because that's, so many people have a minute to read along with the Balkari, and they say they follow the minute, they're going to grow to be seated. That's not true. According to the grow, one is not allowed to talk, not allowed to lean along with the Balkari. And that which the more says, the of Amida means Shtika. If you don't follow the minute of the grow, some say that the Amida, that's how the Maram understood that the Amida means not Shtika, but it means standing. So the minute of Yeshiva is to stand. I want to clarify that point. Have a good morning.